this is the sound a German-made tank makes in Afghanistan. And this is a sound a German-made tank makes in Greece. Didn't hear anything? Well, no, that's because although Greece has bought several hundred of these tanks from Germany, it didn't have enough money left to buy ammunition for them. During the last decade, Greece has been one of the top five arms importers in the world. Is this part of the reason that the country is now struggling to avoid economic Armageddon and having to make swingeing cuts in pensions, healthcare and other social necessities? I asked a spokesperson from the Greek Ministry of Defence, a Mr. Stavros Anaxiopistos, why Greece felt it necessary to spend so heavily on arms.
It's good for morale.
Oh? Whose morale exactly?
The people of Greece. They want to know they're safe from their bastard murdering Turks, so they can sleep peacefully in their beds at night, innit?
But there is a rapidly growing number of Greek people who no longer have a bed to sleep in, peacefully or otherwise.
Yeah? What, they buy futons instead?
They've been made homeless because of your government's massive cuts in wages, pensions and jobs.
Hey, it's not my government. Me, I'm just civil servant.
Well, be that as it may, your department has spent so much money on buying things like tanks that you can't even afford the ammunition to go with them. So how is that a deterrent, exactly, to the Turks or anyone else?
So long as their bastard murdering Turks don't know we have no shells, where is problem? Hey, you no tell them, okay? Besides, my cousin, he says you get anything you want on eBay.
Tank shells?
For sure, it's brilliant. Only last week, a cousin of mine, not the same cousin, you understand, she get this amazing bathroom suite for peanuts. It's like brand new and it's real cool colour. Avocado beige, I think she said.
Then realising that I was going to get little useful information from Mr. Anaxiopistos, I turned my attentions instead to the arms suppliers themselves. In particular to the German-owned companies who, as well as the ammunitionless tanks, sold 223 howitzers and a submarine to Greece at a cost of €403 million as recently as 2010, when the full extent of Greece's financial woes were already becoming apparent. Friedrich Lügner is General Secretary of the Vereinigung der Deutschen Hersteller von Großstücker Stahl für das Toten von Menschen, which translated into English means literally the Association of German Manufacturers of Large Pieces of Steel for Killing People. I spoke to him over the phone earlier today. Herr Lügner, I want to ask you first of all how the members of your association can justify continuing to sell arms to Greece when they were fully aware that this would put the country even further into debt.
You may as well ask me why Lidl supermarket in Greece continue to sell Frankfurter sausages and tinned sauerkraut.
Well, no, I think that's a very different question altogether. But let me ask you this then. Why is it that one member company of your organisation has sold four submarines to Greece, apparently in the full knowledge that they were defective?
What is that defective?
Well, only one of the submarines has been delivered so far, and it listed by as much as 45 degrees when on the surface.
I see you have little understanding of such matters. A submarine is meant to go under the water, not on the top, like it says on the tin.
But surely you have to admit that the design was faulty.
Now I see your little game. You and your Basil Footy and your Nazi goose step and your don't mention the war. Next you will be arguing with me that England's goal against Germany in the 2010 World Cup really did cross the line. Or maybe you will ask why Germany does not return all of the gold it allegedly stole from Greece during the Second World War.
That's certainly an interesting point. But for now, I want to ask you about the recent allegations that the German submarine manufacturer in question paid an €8 million bribe to the then Defence Minister of Greece to get him to agree to the purchase of the... Hello? Hello? Herr Lügner? Clearly, I was getting no nearer to finding answers to my questions, so I turned my attention to France's involvement in selling armaments to Greece and in particular to the purchase of 4 naval frigates from French state-controlled defence company DCNS. I discovered that, quite by chance, the company's sales manager, a Mr. Delbois, was on a visit to Greece, and I arranged to meet him at a café in central Athens. First of all, Monsieur Delbois, I'd like to ask Delbois. I'm sorry, Monsieur Delbois. I understand that your company is in the process of selling 4 Frem frigates to Greece at a cost of 310 million euros each.
They are very nice boats. They have all kinds of torpedoes and guns and shit, and they even have their own helicopter.
Yes, I'm sure that's true, but...
Besides, it really pissed off the Germans.
Oh?
For sure. They wanted the Greeks to buy their own crappy boats instead.
But don't you think it's irresponsible to tie Greece into such a contract at a time of major financial crisis?
But we agree they pay nothing for 5 years and then they have a very nice discount. Perhaps we throw in a few free gifts. T-shirts, keyrings, shit like that, you know?
Well, that's very generous of you, I'm sure. But most experts agree that even in 5 years' time, Greece will be hard-pressed to find the money to pay for these boats.
Pas de problème. Monsieur Sarkozy has had, a word in their ear.
Really? What kind of word?
Naturally, I cannot tell you exactly what he said. But let us just say he made them an offer they could not refuse.
As in, buy our boats or we won't support you in getting bailout money from Europe.
We have a saying in France, charité bien ordonnée commence par soi-même.
Charity begins at home.
Précisément. Hey, you know anyone who wants to buy a very nice submarine? I do a very nice deal.
Politely declining Monsieur Delbois's offer, I left him to pay the bill, and as I passed a queue of previously employed middle-class Athenians waiting patiently in line for the latest distribution of free food, I wondered why it was that Greece's budget for 2012 proposes cuts to the social budget of a further 9%, while defence spending will increase by 18.2%. Eurozone leaders such as Merkel and Sarkozy have been heavily critical of how much Greece spends on healthcare and pensions, but have said precious little about why its arms expenditure is double the NATO average as a proportion of GDP. Could this possibly have anything to do with the fact that most of Greece's shiny new submarines, fighter planes and tanks have been bought from Germany and France as well as the USA? Or is that just me being cynical? I'll leave the last word to a spokesperson for the German federal government who said, and this really is a quote, "The German government's guiding assumption is that the Greek government will, on its own responsibility, contemplate meaningful cuts in military spending." But then he quickly adds that the federal government has expressed its fundamental expectation that contracts will be fulfilled. Did he mean arms deals, perhaps?